Joining me now on Nautical Talk Radio is Norm Bagley. And Norm, you are the inventor, the creator, the owner of a bird defense system to keep birds from, what should I say, crapping on people's boats?
Exactly. I'm all of the above.
Yeah. Do you have a patent pending before we talk about the product?
Yes, there is a patent on file for this product.
Is there a website I can go to right now?
www.birddefensesystems.com.
So a big problem for boats on moorings are the mess that the birds leave while there's nobody aboard the boat. And you've developed a system that prevents that from happening. So tell me about it.
Well, it is a big problem, like you mentioned, and I personally had the problem, and I was about ready to sell my boat because it was so bad. Every time I came to the boat, it would take, hours to clean it off before I could use it.
I'm just curious, where did you keep your boat moored?
This is in Redbrook Harbor in Pawcatchet,
Oh,
Massachusetts,
sure.
which is down the Cape. And we have a lot of cormorants down there and gulls and everything else. So, I tried many things to solve this problem for my boat, and nothing seemed to work. Things that scare birds away don't seem to work that great. Different people have different amounts of the problem. I happen to be the lucky one, and they loved my boat, so I had a big problem. So eventually I hit on this idea. I was in the hardware store, and I came up with this idea of using a kind of mesh to cover the boat. So I started doing that for a while, and that kind of worked, but it was very difficult to install this. It would take me more than a half an hour every time to try and install this meshing to cover the boat.
And the purpose of the meshing was to prevent the birds from landing on it.
Yes, the mesh is suspended above the boat's surfaces, and so the birds, if they come and try and fly up against the mesh, they turn away. They
Now,
can't get to the boat. It absolutely prevents them from getting on the boat.
did they ever get trapped in it?
They don't get trapped in it. No, that hasn't happened. The mesh is reasonably small. It's maybe about a half an inch or so in distance each square, and they don't seem to get caught in it. The problem was it worked. It prevented the birds from getting on the boat, but it took a half an hour. So this was still better than 2 hours, but still, a half an hour is pretty bad too when you want to go sailing. I mean, we're recreational boaters. We don't have a lot of time necessarily to do this, so don't want to spend it cleaning and hooking things up. So after a long other period of trial and error, I came up with a way to reduce the time to install this by building an integrated mounting system into the mesh. So the edges of the mesh have a mounting system, and there are clips on the ends of it, and it's elastic, and you can kind of stretch it out and hook it on to the different locations on the boat. There's about, in the sailboat version, there are like 6 points that you clip this onto the boat. And I've gotten it down to where I can hook this up in about 5 minutes. So now 5 minutes is great for me, and it absolutely prevents the birds from messing up my boat, and I've never had a problem since I started using this.
And does the mesh go bow to stern?
Yeah. It sort of, on a sailboat, it sort of clips above, it sort of goes like a tent in a way, above the boom.
I was just going to say, how do you get it, around the mast?
Well, the edges of the mesh, the mounting system, are elastic, so it kind of stretches around. So part of it hooks onto the mast, and then it hooks on to, say, a topping lift or a backstay. And then it kind of stretches around your side stays and goes forward, and then it goes back to the rear of the boat and clips on a cleat or something like that.
Right.
So,
And this was equally good for a small center console on a mooring or a small powerboat.
yeah, we can use this for a center console. We're working on developing a different sort of shape, more rectangular. The sailboat version has a shape which is amenable to a sailboat. We think a straight rectangular version might be a little better for the motorboat, so we're working on that. But basically the same concept will work. And so, you could use the sailboat version for a powerboat. You just have to pick the size.
Right. So how much does the mesh weigh? It must be pretty lightweight.
It's very lightweight,
Yeah.
yeah. For about a 30-foot boat, squishes into a little bag that's about a foot by a foot. It has to be light. It has to be porous, you know, because it can't pick up any windage while it's on the boat, and it certainly can't collect any water. That wouldn't work. So it is very light.
And strong.
The mounting system is strong and clips on well, so it won't blow off or anything like that.
I mean,
it would withstand some serious wind. Made out of polypropylene, it should last for many years.
What was the reaction to the product at the boat show?
We were very pleasantly surprised. Just about everybody, or a very large number of people, have this problem. And many people have tried many other solutions with varying degrees of success. And this product, it's easy to see why it works, because the birds just can't get on the boat. So I think a lot of people thought this was a great idea, and a lot of people expressed interest.
Maybe I can get it to work on my convertible.
A lot of people asked about their car, yeah.
Yeah.
You could try it. You could improvise if you want.
What do you call the product?
We call it the BDS-100. That's the model name.
BDS, I imagine that's
BDS,
Bird Defense Systems.
Correct.
Yep. Now, I know one of the problems facing boaters at my yacht club, the ducks and the creatures that get up on the boat swim platform. With this net, I imagine you could just stretch it right over the platform and hook it right onto the platform itself.
Yes, we did hear a lot of requests for that, and I think it will work. Again, it depends on the size, and the one trick is it needs to be elevated above the surface, right? So if the net were flat on the surface, then the creatures could just stand there. So it needs to be elevated. So for the swim platform case, it's going to depend on the angle, you know, between the end of the swim platform and the other place you hook it on.
So I'm speaking with Norm Bagley. He's the creator of this invention that protects your boats from the birds from fouling your boat. Do you have a website where listeners can actually go on and see this for themselves?
It's Bird Defense Systems. That's one word, birddefensesystems.com. And you can go there and there's some information. And I would point out there's a configuration guide page which helps you to figure out which model you want for your boat.
You actually have different brands that people can look at, Catalina and O'Day or Pearson Boat.
Right. There's two parts on the configuration guide. One has the actual boat name listed, like you said, the brand and model number. In a drop-down list, and if you just pick the right one, then you'll get it. But there are so many boats, they're not all listed. If your boat isn't listed, below that there's a configuration guide that's based on some size measurements. So if you enter in the length of the boat, the beam width, the boom length, and one other number, it'll kind of automatically try and calculate for you which model would be good for you. But in any case, you can always email or call, and we'll help you figure it out.
All right. I'm going to check it out, birddefensesystems.com. Norm Bagley, I wish you the best success with it.
Thank you very much, and thanks for talking with me.
Good luck. Bye-bye.